Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Stocks continue to rally as Xi Jinping offers an olive branch to the White House, and that eases trade tensions and makes investors invest. We check the numbers every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is up 1.6%, up 43. The Dow's up 2%, up 471. And the Nasdaq's up 1.7%, up 118. The 10-year is down 6/32nds, the yield 2.80%. West Texas Intermediate's up 2.6% at $65.06 a barrel. COMEX Gold's up 0.1% at $13.41.80 an ounce. The yen's $1.717. The euro $1.2357. The pound $1.4175. The FTSE's up 0.9%. The DAX in Germany's up 1.1%. And the CAC in Paris is up 0.75%. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Pim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Radio.
Bloomberg Markets is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Nuclear fusion. We are going to be focusing on this now. We're not going to be talking about the sun. We're going to be talking about how perhaps we can create fossil fuel free energy in a cheap, efficient way here on Earth. Joining us now, Chris Mowry, Chief Executive Officer of General Fusion, which is based in Vancouver, but is joining us here at the Bloomberg New Energy Finance Future of Energy Global Summit. Chris, before we get into the nitty gritty of the financing and the potential, what is nuclear fusion?
Well, Lisa, it's great to be here this morning. Fusion is the opposite of nuclear power. In nuclear power, you think about splitting heavy atoms like uranium. Fusion is all about putting together the lightest atoms. And for us, we put together two hydrogen atoms and make helium. And that is an incredibly powerful reaction. It's the most powerful reaction that we know of. And it's also incredibly clean. The fuel for fusion, for our version of fusion, comes from water. It comes from the hydrogen out of water. So there's basically an unlimited supply of this fuel that's available to everybody everywhere.
If Lisa were to go to British Columbia, to Vancouver, and you were to show her your plasma injector, can you describe what would it look like and what does it do?
So plasma, let me start by just saying that plasma, you can think of plasma as lightning. When you look up in the sky during a thunderstorm, you see a flash of light. That light is actually plasma. It is electricity that has gone through the air and the atmosphere and heated that up so much that it stripped all the electrons off the protons of those atoms and made it glow. And that's really what plasma is. And when you look at the sun, that's what you see. The sun is a burning ball of high temperature plasma. And so our plasma injector, which is like the fuel injector of a diesel engine, it basically creates the starting point for a fusion process. It creates this plasma. So it's a machine that's 6 or 7 feet in diameter, about 15 feet long, where we put an incredible amount of electricity through just a very, very little bit of hydrogen gas, a couple of grams, and heat that up to about 5 million degrees. And that's kind of the starting point, if you will, to creating fusion here on Earth.
Okay, so to heat something up to 5 million degrees sounds like it takes a bit of energy itself. How do you source that energy to create this energy?
Well, in a fusion plant, you have recirculating energy, right? So the good news about fusion, it just makes an incredible, when the fusion reaction happens, it makes an incredible amount of energy. And so you recirculate some of that back to start the next reaction. Again, our machine is really analogous to a diesel engine. It's a pulse process that in a power plant will happen once a second. So basically, you'll create a plasma, inject it into our machine, and compress it, actually pretty much just the way a diesel engine works, until you reach fusion conditions, which is when you heat up this plasma to over 150 million degrees. And at that pressure and temperature, the helium, the hydrogen atoms actually burn and fuse together into helium and release an unbelievable amount of energy. And so you just recirculate some of that to create new plasma, but there's plenty of leftover to make clean electricity.
You're looking perhaps to build an even bigger plasma injector, correct?
Well, what we're doing, a plasma injector, again, going back to my analogy of a diesel engine, plasma injector is just one part of the overall engine. And so what General Fusion has done for the last 15 years is really develop all the systems of our fusion engine, if you will. And what we're getting ready to do now, which is really exciting, is to really build a demonstration fusion plant, okay? And the purpose of this is to actually prove that we have the capability to make electricity out of fusion energy. It's not going to be a functioning power plant in the sense of putting megawatts on the grid, because actually the back end of our power plant is something that's completely conventional. We don't need to prove that. We're really kind of proving out on an integrated basis the fusion island, which is that the set of equipment that makes this plasma, compresses it, burns it, and turns it into electricity. That's the goal. And this will be done at scale.
So Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, is an investor, is backing General Fusion. Can you walk us through what has to happen for this to be adopted on some kind of mass scale? And also, how does it compare in cost to other types of energy generators?
So one of the exciting things about fusion, at least I can certainly speak to General Fusion, is that when you evaluate the projected cost of electricity, it's extremely competitive with the future forecast of wind and solar. And, of course, it's available 24/7. You know, we talk about it as on-demand or flexible energy, right? And so whereas renewable, you need to complement it with something, whether it's energy storage or some form of flexible on-demand energy. In this case, it's something that in and of itself is very economically competitive, and that's a key piece of this thing. So for us, we are at the last stage of commercialization. So building this demonstration plant, when it's up and running in the next several years, and it works the way we hope it works, we'll be ready for commercial deployment. The next step will be a commercial reference plant that will actually put clean electrons on the grid.
Well, thank you very much for joining us and sharing this new technology with us. Chris Maurer is the chief executive of General Fusion, talking about the private sector bet on using fusion technology to create electricity. Much appreciated. Just want to note also that, as you said, Lisa, Jeff Bezos, an investor in the company, as well as Synovus Energy, also with a minority stake in General Fusion. And we, of course, broadcasting from the Bloomberg New Energy Finance Summit here in New York. It is time now to, we're going to be having more about Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg testifying in Congress.